Thank you for tuning in to A Better Version of Myself podcast. I am the host, Tyra Monique, and this is episode 3. Okay? Yay! Woo! Yeah, that was the audience. That was the people giving me a hand, round of applause, hand clap, all that. You know, episode 3, we made it. We made it episode 3. But let me tell you what happened. Story time before we get into what the title say, okay? So today, you know, my mom was just everywhere last night. I could not sleep. My mom was up. I was tossing and turning. I just couldn't get comfortable, you know? And then I woke up at 5:30 this morning, and I'm just sitting in my bed. Like, my mind's still going. I'm just like, what am I to do? Like, my mind was so crowded with so many ideas, so many things. Like, what am I to do? What's my next step? Like, so many questions in my head. I just need to calm my mind. Like, I really need to calm my mind. And it seems like the things that I'm doing right now is not really calming my mind anymore. That's when I realized I'm moving to a new segment in my life. Like, I'm moving to a new direction in my life, because once the thing that once fulfilled me, that calmed my mind, that calmed my soul, is no longer fulfilling me anymore. It's no longer calming my mind, so it's not doing its job, what I expected to do. So now it's time for me to reevaluate myself. And I'm just like, God, I need some time. So I took some time off today. And then I said, I'm going to go wash. That's the first thing, because I ain't getting nothing done this weekend. So I'm going to go wash. Tell me why. God's like, no, I need you to do 3 podcasts today. Like today. I need you to record 3 episodes today. Today? Today. I said, okay. So I'm lollygagging. I'm getting my coffee. I'm getting everything together, whatever. Get in the car, drive to the Washington Tier. No, drive to the store so I can get some, you know. Drive to the Washington Tier. While it was no parking spots. I mean, literally. Y'all, I've been going to the Washington Tier for a while now. At least about a good year and a half, okay? I always have a parking spot. Always have a parking spot. This is the first time in a year and a half that I never had a parking spot. And I'm just trying to figure out why. So guess what I did? I turned back around and went back home. And now what I'm doing? I'm recording these 3 podcasts. Won't he do it? He said he would. It's like, okay, Tyra, you saying that you're going to step into your better version of yourself. You say you're going to do this. So if I'm guiding you, I'm giving you instructions. Now that you're able to hear me, now that you're able to be in tune with yourself, your emotions and everything like that, more stable in your emotions, now you can hear me. Why don't you listen? That's all I got from all that. Why don't you listen? And things will flow the way that it needs to flow. Things will go the way that it needs to go. And that's what brings us to our title, Clouded Judgment. How many people have been so overwhelmed, thoughts just everywhere, routine just everywhere, knowing I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, but if I don't do that, that's going to stay there. Like, your mind is just keep going, like the Energizer Bunny, keep going and going and going and going and going. Your mind gets so clouded. So clouded. So you try to find little things to calm your mind, like meditation, going to church, talking to your girlfriends, talking to your homies, you know, going out to the club. I mean, taking vacation, you know, whatever you do to calm your mind, you know, just peace. We are doing that in 2024. Yeah, we're calming our mind down. When our mind just start going everywhere, oh, can you do this? Yes, you can. No, you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't. Yes, you can. We going and say, let's figure this out. Let's figure this out. Let's contain our emotions right now, because fear is stepping in and causing a tower right now. It's causing disruption right now in my life and my mind, so I can't think clearly. So let me go and think about this. Let me go and process this. Because now, moving forward in 2024, being stable in your emotions will help you make a better decision in your judgment, will help you make better choices, What help you make better decisions? What help you move forward when it's time to move forward? No longer scared, being stuck, being stagnant. You continue to move forward. No matter what it is, move forward. I believe what I lacked in the past 10 years, if you listen to the first episode, what I lacked in the past 10 years was confidence. I knew how to put on the image of it. I knew how to put on the persona. That's what I'm trying to say. I knew how to put on the persona of it. I knew how to dress appropriate. I knew how to, you know, engage in my environment. I knew how to adapt to my environment. But little deep down, did the other people know that I lacked confidence? It's weird that I could show it, but at the end of the day, inside of me, I kind of lacked it, because when I leave there, I'm wondering, how did I look? How did I look to people? What did I say? Did I say something crazy? Like, I'm overthinking all the time. And that's what clouded judgment is. It's nothing but overthinking. Overthinking. And overthinking comes from insecurity within yourself. And it strolls down to your emotions. It strolls down to your emotions. No more being in hermit mode. No more being in isolation. No more being in, I'm just going to think about me. It's all about me. I'm going to go in this dark place right now and I'm going to just think about me. No, we're not doing that anymore. Confidence. Confide in something. Confide in yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror right now. Grab a mirror. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 1, Mississippi. 2, Mississippi. Y'all remember? 3, Mississippi. 4, Mississippi. 5, Mississippi. Grab a mirror and tell yourself, I am going to have more confidence in 2024. I am going to have more confidence in myself in 2024. Now do your hand movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a little attitude with it. It's just you in the mirror. I'm going to be more confident in myself in 2024. All right? No more of that. No more going back to your past, trying to think about, okay, what happened? My mama did this. My daddy did this. It caused me trauma. It caused me pain. It caused me this. Now I'm 34 years old trying to figure the world out, trying to figure out this. Oh, they lied to me. I thought it was an easier pathway. No, it wasn't. Hey, those childhood memories are nothing but childhood memories. And at the end of the day, it's up to you as an adult to store whatever memory that you want to. You don't have to store all those memories, those bad memories. You don't have to store all that bad pain. You have... I don't care about it. If you tell yourself enough, I don't care about it, I don't care about it, I don't care about it, I ain't worrying about it, eventually you're not going to worry about it. Eventually, you're going to move on from it and store another core memory. Go back to episode 2. Store another core memory inside of that slot. You don't have to keep those memories. There's nothing bounding you or chaining you down to say, I have to be sad, be bitter, be angry, be misery, be. All those other negative, low vibrational things, you don't have to do that. At a point, you have to say, look in the mirror and say, I'm choosing me this time. I'm choosing me. And whoever come with me, come with me. And whoever don't, hey, see you on the other side. Oh, see you. See you on the other side. Because I'm going to come to my happiness. I'm being happy in 2024. I don't know about you. I'm being happy. I'm taking action. What's our word for the year? Hard work. Okay? I'm taking action. I'm moving forward. Like, day by day. I get it when they say you got to take things day by day. But they don't really mean sit in it day by day. Meaning every day God give you downloads. God give you imagery. God give you things to help you push forward. I remember reading in the Bible or whatever, and it was like, God don't give you detail. He show you the future, but he don't give you detail of how to get to that future. So it's called, you know, in that journey, it's called the wilderness. You have to go through the ups and downs and things like that. But honestly, I'm kind of like, let me keep reading, because God gave you those things. He literally give you detail, like in the beginning of our episode. God said put out 3 podcast episodes today. Record them. Not put them out, but record them. Me, I'm doing everything else but that. and things was not going in my favor when I was doing it because I couldn't find no parking spot a year and a half of me going to this Washington. That was wild to me. Okay. So this year is calming our minds. Stop overthinking. No more cloudy judgment. You know, no more of that. Have y'all ever heard that song Angie Stone's? Dang, what's that song? There's No More Rain in This Cloud. I don't know why that song comes to my head, but y'all go listen to it. It's called Angie Stone's No More Rain. Because, after being left out in the cold, after hitting rock bottom. I don't know about y'all, but I have hit rock bottom before. And it came, the epiphany came to me when I was sitting in my boyfriend's house. And I was just like, damn, I'm here. Not meaning in a bad way, but meaning in a way like, I lost my independency. I lost my confidence, more of my confidence, when I moved in with him. I'm not saying moving in with him was a bad idea. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I believe it was definitely a lesson that we both had to go through. We both had to go through. And I realized that I try to make more things convenient for other people instead of really standing on my 10 toes and making things convenient for me. I lose my confidence when I lose my independency. And I don't know if that's y'all, but to this 2024, I'm not losing my independency anymore. Because that means that I would lose my confidence. And I can't lose my confidence because that means I would lose my independency. So, but then if I lose both of these, then I'm down back to square one. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not doing that in 2024. No more. No more. I know what I need to do because I done did it in the past 10 years. You done did it in the past 10 years. I know what I need to do. I know I have the guidelines. I have the tools. I done researched so much stuff. I got so much stuff in my Apple phone. I don't know what to do. Like I could sit here and post pictures every day and it would be pictures from 2019. You get what I'm saying? Like I have the detail. I have everything that I need. It's me putting in the hard work. And that's what I'm gonna do this year. And I hope you're going to do this with me because then if we put in the hard work, I promise you it's going to pay off. Whew, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. Whatever that thing is that you should have started 10 years ago, 5 years ago, do it again. I remember I had to go back on my podcast. I was like, when was my first podcast? When was that? And my first podcast was May 2020. And now we're in January 2024. All I'm saying is, if we calm our mind, we calm our soul, the thing that's not working for us anymore, it's time to let it go. It's time to push forward. It's time to move forward. And deep down inside, I just feel like it's not the sense of being scared. It's not even the sense of the unknown. It's the sense of why I haven't done it. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not... I'm not scared. It's not that I don't have the resources. It's not that I don't have the funds. It's not that I can't do it. I never done it before. It's not none of that. It's the fact that why I have not done it yet. Whew. Baby, we right on time. Y'all get 15 minutes of me, okay? Y'all get 15 minutes of me, okay? 15 minutes of me. It's your choice to be happy. Nobody else. It's not on nobody else to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? It's not on nobody else to bring joy to your life. It's not on nobody else to bring the rainbow, the stars, the sunshine, all that. It's not on nobody else. It's not even up to the grandkids to make the grandparents happy when they get older. It's not even up to them. It's really up to you. What type of version of yourself do you want to become? Because nobody's stopping you but you. Happiness is your birthright. Not mine. Not yours. It's your birthright. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with it? I know what I'm going to do with it. In 2024, I am doing the hard work. I am putting in the work. I am doing what I choose to do. I'm not feeling guilty about it. I'm not feeling upset about it. I'm not. It's time for me to go, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Tyra Monique. Thank you for tuning in to a Better Version of Myself podcast. Oh, man, this has been a great chat once again. Kisses. Enjoy you guys. Thank you for tuning in. See you later.